Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Chav Beis. As you'll recall, we learned all the way down to the Mishnah at the bottom of the Yomid, which begins Kosher B'Toyrin. The next few Mishnayos of our Perek are all going to be of the same type, same genre. I think that's a fancy term in English. But if you remember, back in the Mishnah that we finished on daf Yud Tes Amid Beis, that was the prior Mishnah, we ended off Nimtza Kosher B'Shchita, Posel B'Malika, Kosher B'Malika, Posel B'Shchita. Now we have the same type of format, Kosher B'Toyrin, Posel B'Neyoyna, Kosher B'Neyoyna, Posel B'Toyrin.
Sounds like the Ink Bains in Megillah.
Exactly, very similar to that. And in fact, the next mission in Chav Gimel is going to be Kosher B'Para, Posel B'Egla, Kosher B'Egla, Posel B'Para, etc., etc. We're going to have several Mishnayos, all of the same type. Okay, so what does our Mishnah tell us? Kosher B'Toyrin, Posel B'Neyoyna. So first, for a short Hagdavah, as we know, there are several places in the Torah where the Torah requires a person to bring a kan. A kan means a pair of oifes. If a person wants to be menadiv an oif, he can bring an oif on its own. You don't have to bring daf a kan. If you want to be menadiv an oilas oif, you can't be menadiv a chatas oif, because a chatas oif, chatas you can only bring if a person has something for which he needs to bring a chatas oif. However, an oilas oif you can bring benadav. But most of the time in the Torah we're talking about oilas oif or chatas oif, we're talking about in the form of kinim, a kan, a pair of oifes. Okay. And the Torah always says that you have to bring from toirim or from bnei yoina. The Toirim and Bnei Yoina are similar, but they are two different types of birds. In English, Toirim are called turtle doves, and Bnei Yoina are called pigeons. Whether the same pigeons that we have here in the park, I doubt it, but nevertheless, that's the name. So they are similar, but they're different. In fact, the article tells us that the turtle doves are migratory type of birds, which means just like many of the elderly people go down to Florida for the winter, they also go down to Florida and then they come back. Masha Ein Kein, the Bnei Yoina, they kind of sit still and they persevere like the rest of us through the cold winters. Anyway, there is one commonality between the two, and that is that there is a period called Tzihuv. Tzihuv means that the feathers around the neck of these two birds are yellow. How long that period is that they're yellow, I don't know. But the assumption is it's a matter of perhaps weeks or months. And during that yellow period, both Toirim and Bnei Yoina are disqualified for bringing as oifos for your oilas oif or chatas oif. Aha. Okay. But there's a major difference between the two. In one case, the reason why the yellow disqualifies them is because the pigeons are too old, they've matured, they are no longer qualified, and never will be qualified. While in the other case, in the case of the turtle doves, they are not yet qualified, and Amir Tashem, after the yellowing period ends, then they will become qualified. Or in other words, as Yimon will explain on the Amid Beis, throughout the Torah we find several times the reference to Toirim and Bnei Yoina. Never does it say Bnei Toirim, and never does it say Yoina. Of course it says Yoina by the Mabel. But we're talking about a Yoina to go and bring in the form of a Korban or the Sa'oif or Chata Sa'oif. What's the reason why the Torah always insists on saying Toirim or Bnei Yoina? To tell you that Toirim are only qualified to be brought as Chata Sa'oif or Oile Sa'oif from the time that it becomes an older turtle dove. When does it become an older turtle dove? After the Zman Tzihuv has passed. Until that time, they are considered to be immature. They are not Toirim. You cannot bring them as a kart. The Bnei Yoina, the other way around, the mirror image. The Bnei Yoina, only when they are young can you bring them as a karbin. Once they are no longer Bnei Yoina, they have now matured into becoming Yoinas. No good. When does that period happen? That maturity period begins from the Zman Tzihuv, referring to the time when the feathers around the neck of these birds become yellow. So therefore, Zokta Mishnah, Kosher B'Toyrim. What is Kosher B'Toyrim? Meaning that the Toyrim are old. Old meaning beyond the Tzihuv period. They've graduated the Tzihuv period. Possible Bnei Yoina. Bnei Yoina will be possible because Bnei Yoina are no longer Bnei Yoina. They are now Yoina. And therefore they have graduated the Bnei Yoina and now they're possible. On the other hand, kosher b'nei yoina, if the bird is young, and therefore b'nei yoina, it's kosher, then possible b'toyrin. Because by toyrin, it's too young. It has to be already beyond this man. Tziyuv, like the Mishnah says, tchilas tziyuv b'zeh b'zeh, possible. Once the tziyuv sets on, the onset of tziyuv, either by yoina or by toyrin, it makes them possible, and therefore you have to wait by toyrim until this man tziyuv is passed. And then the toyrim have finally graduated, and now for the first time can be brought as karbanis. Once it's tilchilas tziyuv happens, that's the end of their period of being able to be brought for a karban. We'll see more about this on the other days. Zokti mar tanurban. The Braisa just basically repeats the Mishnah, but just adds a drop of explanation. Tanur Rabbanan, Toyrin Gedoilim Kesherim, Ketanim Psulim. Oh, like we just said, Toyrim have to be Gedoilim. We don't mean Gedoilim in the terms of they have to be 6 feet big, large, tall. What we mean is Gedoilim means that they're past the Zman of Tzihuv. They have fully matured. They are now no longer B'nei Toyrin. They are Toyrin. Ah, Toyrin Gedoilim Maksherim. Ketanim, if they are young Toyrin, that would be b'nei toyrim, in other words, before the zman tzihuv, psulim the apostle. The other hand, b'nei yoina, k'tanim k'sherim, that's why the Torah says b'nei yoina, they're young, they're kosher. Once they hit the zman of godless gedoilim, then they're psulim. Nimtza, and therefore, that's what our Mishnah told us in very conclusive fashion. Kosher b'toyrim, apostle b'nei yoina, kosher b'nei yoina, apostle b'toyrim. If it's the age where the Toyrim are eligible and qualified, it means that the Bnei Yoina are already no longer qualified. And vice versa. If the Bnei Yoina are qualified because they're so young, it means the Toyrim are not qualified yet. How do we know this? Toyrim Rabbanan, Zok to Braisa. Toyrim Gdoilim V'loi Ketanim. Toyrim have to dafka be Gdoilim. If you have young Toyrim, young turtle doves, no good. Sheyuchel, because I might have thought. What's a kalvachoy? Umadoch b'nei yoina shleichochshu b'gdoilim. But b'nei yoina, it's only if they are b'nei yoina. If they're yoinim, no good. So b'nei yoina shleichochshu b'gdoilim, chochshu b'gdanim. But Torah says cotton works. Toyrim shehochshu b'gdoilim, because the Torah says toyrim doesn't say b'nei toyrim. So madoch toyrim shehochshu b'gdoilim d'chabad avid avada ein adin shehochshu b'gdanim. So based on a very simple kal v'chaymer, the Gemara wants to say that without the pasuk, I would say the toyrim ketanim are also kosher. What's the kal v'chaymer? Madoch b'nei yoina, which when they mature and become yoinim, they're no longer kosher. But the Torah says, Hukshu b'tanim, when they are young, they are kosher. Torah, with the Torah, gives much more leniency. And says, even though they are gdoilim, they are kosher. Oh, and Chavad Avada, they should be kosher when they are k'tanim. Tamaloyim, that's why the Torah says, Torah, gdoilim v'loi k'tanim. Now, it's not clear what the drasha is yet, because even though it says Torah, it doesn't say to the exclusion of B'nai Torah. It just simply says Toyrim. So Toyrim presumably means the whole min, the whole species of turtle doves. So it could even be from 1 or 2 days old and further. So it's not clear yet what the term Gedoyim V'loi Ketanim, and Mishnah the Gemara will address this in another few lines. And now the Gemara says the reverse. B'nai Yoina have to dafka be Ketanim V'loi Gedoyim. Shiyucha, because I might have thought. Validinu, again a kabachayim. Amadach toyrim shlei hochshiru b'ktanim. Toyrim are no good when they're ktanim. If they're b'nei toyr, no good. But hochshiru b'gdoilim. The Torah said b'feirish when they're g'doilim, they are kosher. B'nei yoina shi hochshiru b'ktanim. B'nei yoina which are kosher when they're ktanim. Ein adin shi hochshiru b'gdoilim. Then certainly they should be kosher when they are g'doilim. That was the same kabachayim as before, but just in reverse. Not from b'nei yoina to toyrim, but from toyrim to b'nei yoina. Let us say that b'nei yoina are kosher even b'gdoilim. Tam aloimer says b'nei yoina ketana v'loi g'doilim. And again, Itzakas says b'nei yoina. But based on the kal v'chaymer, I should go and say not only b'nei yoina, but also yoina, because ma'adach legabe toyrim, which are no good when they are b'nei, but they are good when they're godl. B'nei yoina, which are good when they're b'nei, then certainly they should be good when they're godl. And therefore the Gemara says, my Talmud, I don't understand what your limud is. I know it says b'nei yoina, but how do you know that comes to exclude gedoilim? Maybe it comes to include b'nei yoina, because solkadai t'chamina, toyrim are only gedoilim. Therefore I'm telling you b'nei yoina, even k'tanim. So my Talmud is Omer Rabba says, lo yishtamit krov alichtim min b'nei ha-toyrim. oy min hayoina. Some Meforshim take out the words Bnei Torah because the key to this Gemara is Leinishtamit, Kro belichtoiv min hayoina. Alma Bnei Yoina de Kosbu Rachmana, Bnei Ktanim in, Gedoilim Lai. What does the Gemara mean? So Rashi says that if you look throughout the Torah, when do you find this Kan? You find it numerous times. The first time we have is by our carbon oil of yard. That if a person is of modest means, instead of bringing a kizva seira, he goes and brings a kan of echatas oif and oilas oif. And then the Torah uses the expression, and then you have again by the yoledes, a yoledes ania brings ulta Torah ben yoina, or ben yoina. And then you have the same thing with gabe ezav, or a zava, or a mitzoira, or a nozer shenitma. In each one of these cases, the Torah says you bring a kan, and that kan has got to be from Torah or Bnei Yoina. Why doesn't the Torah say at least one time in the Torah from Yoina? Vushtai tachdavka Bnei Yoina? Oh, so you see from that, Omarava lelishtamit, kra, velichta min Bnei, leave out the Bnei Torah, min hayoina. You never find the Torah says min hayoina. Eima, and therefore I see from this, that Bnei Yoina tekosu rachmana, Bnei ktanim in, gedoilim lai. By the fact that the Torah repeats it again and again and again, it's obvious the Torah means a hakpada, dafk on b'nei, and not when they've already matured. When does maturity set on? The onset of maturity is at the time of the tzihut. So until then, they're b'nei. Above that, they've graduated, they're no longer qualified. Okay, so now, that is the raya that it's got to be dafk b'nei yoina, and I do not learn the kal v'choymer from Torah to go and say that even yoinim. Because the Torah always says every single time, again, 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 Bnei Yoina. Okay. Now, what about the reverse? Torah, Iboy Gdoilim Laisi, Iboy Gdoilim Laisi. Why don't I go and say that by Torah, the word Torah, since the Torah doesn't use the word Bnei, so Torah means even from anyone. Exactly, even from 1 day, 2 days, 5 days old. By Behemoth, we know it has to be 8 days old. We're going to talk about what the youngest is, Begabi Oifis. But even when they happen to be very small, until they're 120, whatever the longevity is of Oifis. How do you know that Toidim, this Dafka, got to be older ones, not younger ones? Fraytimar Toidim, Iboy Gdoilim Laisi, Iboy Gtanim Laisi. Says Imar, I'll tell you why. Dumya Dibnei Yoina, because this is already a Hekish. So the Imar doesn't say over here the same terms as before. Lelishtamet Krav Lichtoid Min Bnei HaToyrim. Rather, the Gemara says the raya by yoinim is by the fact that it says always bnei yoina, and it never says bnei yoina. So that is now conclusive proof that it's dafka youngsters and not older yoinim. And now I say a hekish ma bnei yoina ketanim in gedolim. Just like I see that the Torah has a hakpada by yoinim, it's dafka going to be young bnei yoina. So now it's fakeret af toyim gedolim in ketanim. Loi comes to tell you the reverse. That by Torah it's got to be also big and not small. So therefore, Bnei Yoina, I have arrived from the fact that it always says Bnei, means youngsters. By Torah it always says it together in conjunction, Torah oy Bnei Yoina, just like Bnei Yoina, there's a hakpada, young and not old. By Torah there's a hakpada, Gdoilim, old and not young. Fine. So to my Torah about I would think that all the Torah, in other words, once they all are older, the Torah, and all the Yoinim when they are young, I would think across the board they're all kosher. That's why the Pasuk says, no. That what? That by the fact that the Torah says, min ha-Torah, oy min b'nei ha-Yoina, it's coming to tell you, not even all Torah and not all b'nei Yoina. So, what does it come to exclude? Prat letchilas hatziuv shebazeh v'shebazeh shepasol. That's what we said at the end of the Mishnah, and that's what we know as a general rule, that when it comes to Bnei Yoina and Toinim, at what point do the Bnei Yoina graduate from their Bnei Yoina status, and they are no longer qualified? When do they start their maturity? From tchilas hatziuv. And when does the Toinim, when do they start thinking about, oh, they're soon going to be Torah and will be able to bring them for Kavanas. That's from the Tchilas HaTziyuv. But during the time of the Tziyuv, like what exactly does Tziyuv mean? If you look at Rashi in the middle of the Amud, Tchilas HaTziyuv, Kish Maschilim, Litzayiv, Kenofayim, Shesvivois, Tzavorom, Psulim, Bazeh, Ubazeh. When the Kenofayim, the wings, the feathers around the neck of these two, of the turtle dove and the pigeon, when they start turning yellow, then they're possible. They're no longer little kinderlach, no longer bnei yoina. They're not yet bar mitzvah, so to speak. They're not yet gedolim by the toidim. So therefore, they're in this veinashmoshes period of time where you gotta wait. By the bnei yoina, they're already disqualified, and by the toidim, they are not qualified yet. How do I know that? From this min ha-toyrim, or min b'nei yoina, the min comes to disqualify the tchilas ha-tziyuv period. Okay, so now once the tziyuv starts, the b'nei yoina now disqualified. So that's no longer of interest to us because they're no longer qualified. The ma'imus ha-toyrim k'sherim. At what point did the toyrim now become kosher again? I mean, this tziyuv period presumably can go on for years. So when does it finally make them kosher? When do they graduate? Says Imar Mishi Yazhivu, slightly different from Yatzivu, Yazhivu. Now, what does Yazhivu mean? So we look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara, two lines higher. Mishi Yazhivu, Shehei Kanfei Gufon Gedoilim Vaadumim Umasivim Kizohav. Ah, so now there are two differences between the Yatzivu and the Yazhivu. Both of them come from the same Shoresh, because Zayin and Tzadik in Aramaic sometimes are Mischalif. Just like Zohar, Zohar both mean light coming in. Yeah, but even the Torah, Torah Tassel Teva, Zohar means also the light, the shining light. But anyway, the point over here, the Gemara is Yazivu is number one. We're not just talking about the feathers that surround the neck. We're talking about Kanfei Gufon, that means the big feathers around the whole guf, not just small little ones. And number two, we're talking about they are now Masivim Kizov. So that no longer a yellowish hue, but rather it's more golden and reddish golden, so it really shines and it's really pretty, so to speak. Okay, anyway, so what?
The term had like a yellowish tint to them, not because all the yonim, of course, we see around here, they're various different colors, but I guess there's a yellowish.
The yellowish. The feathers around the neck at some period during their lifetimes becomes yellow. Those feathers turn yellow. So if you're talking about from the Yoina family, once they start turning yellow, they no longer can be brought as kabbanas. And if they're from the Toinim family, that means, I have to start looking when all the feathers are going to turn golden, reddish, really nice and beautiful. And at that point, they will become kosher. But at this time, they're still possible.
Institute bounces first.
I noticed even in pigeons here in New York, if you look at around their necks, that not all the feathers turn yellow, but it's more, they glisten, there's like a sheen to it, a shininess to it, and so, it's similar to what the Gemara is describing.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's not, yellow, like bright yellow, but it's yellowish compared to the gray of the rest of the bird, the blue.
Fine. So when did the Yoina become possible? That's Chilas Hatziyuv, what we've been talking about the whole time. The Gemara presumably only brings that just to be complete, since we said, when did the Torah become kosher again? Not become kosher again. When did it become kosher for the first time? Mishi Yatzivu. When did Bnei Yoina become possible for the first time? Mishi Yatzivu. Yatzivu, again, the feathers around the neck turn yellow. Yatzivu means all the feathers turn such a beautiful reddish, goldish type of, golden type of hue. Very nice. Now the question is, Tony Yaakov Korcha, Ma'imasai Bnei Yoina Ksheirim. When did Bnei Yoina become kosher? We know that they end their kashrus at the time of tzivuv, but when's their first moment that you can bring them as a carb? So now, again, by behemis, it says beferish in the Torah, miyoy mashmini v'hola yirot to the carb in isha l'Hashem. It's got to be from yoy mashmini. What about by birds? Says Rashi, the reason why the Gemara is even talking about this is because it's unlikely that when they are born, are they already ready to be brought. If you look at Rashi parallel to our Gemara, Meimus Ebene Yonik Shedim, to be Yom Shenoldu, the day that they're born, hatched, Musenhein, they are still Mos. Meimus Ebene Yonik, so when do they start being Kamo? Rashi doesn't explain why they are Mos, but for whatever reason they're Mos at the time of birth, so presumably you have to wait at least a day or two or three, and the Gemara wants to know, when does that day or two or three begin? Tani Yaakov Korucham, Meimus Ebene Yonik Shedim, Mishi Alu. Now, Musen Mishi Alu, Zokti Yimara, Hutani Lev, Hu Omar La, Yankov Korcha brought this brice and now he's explaining it. Efroichav Ya'alu Dam. What does it mean, Efroichav Ya'alu Dam? Efroichav means the small little chicklets. Ya'alu Dam, the dam becomes nivla, becomes absorbed in the body. Amos, when does this take place? If you want to be able to check it out, go and pull out a feather. When you pull out the feather, you see that there is now blood which comes out as a result. It's a simon that the blood is now settled throughout the arteries and veins and throughout the whole blood circulatory system. That's the time that you can now bring these bnei yoina as korbanos. Until that time, so you have to wait until it becomes nivla. So now, Tosis on the side adds a little bit to this. If you look in the middle, Tosis Ya'alu Dam. First Tosis says that the word Ya'alu comes from the word tzela. Tzela are ribs. Mitchargeminon illa. The word tzela, if you look in the Targum Lashon, is illa. V'haynu she'alu deshomit gadva v'osi dam mitzlois. Ah, so that's what it means. That you go and pull out a feather, and that feather is coming from the region where you have the ribs inside, maybe the rib cage or whatever inside the oif. When you pull it, if at that time dam comes out, oh, that's the she'alu dam. She'alu is really referring to the ribs to which the gadfa, to which the feathers are attached. When they start leaking dam, is a simon that the dam has been nivla inside the body. So it comes from the word tzela. Menachem pasa b'machperes. Menachem was a famous person that knew words, diktuk, and like a dictionary. So machperes means the chibur that he put together. What was the aludam inyan blia? That means that it was nivla, that it was absorbed. Kimoi v'shosu v'lo. Pasuk in Avadya. So v'shosu, the person drank v'lo, and it got absorbed into his body, into anyway, so bottom line is, Ukti Yomara, that's
interesting, like Pasar, like we just said with
Pisrono, Pisrono, Pisrono in Loch. Hello, Pisrono in
Loch.
I say Pasar, okay. That was the name of his sefer. His sefer is called Machperes. Right. I mean, Machperes, like the children have, everybody has. He called it Machperes.
So that
was the name of his sefer. Uh-huh. I don't know if you can get it today, but theoretically at one time you could buy it in better Jewish bookstores. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so Gemara says, Yaldam chi shomen gatfa. Shoy. Now the Gemara asks a very, very interesting question. It's a double poshet. Boy Reb Zeira, oy me hari alai oylem min hatoidim, oy min b'nei hayoina. First it said, I'm going to go and bring a carbon oilus oif, which you can go and bring as an adava, no problem. But he says, I haven't decided yet which one I'm going to bring it from. I'm going to bring either a tar or a ben yoina. I haven't made a decision, but I will decide. No problem. And behavit chilas atziv shebezev shebezev. And now he comes to the kohen and he brings with him two. One from the Torah family, one from the Bnei Yoina family. And both of them happen to be in the same area of maturity. Meaning that both of them were Tchilas HaTzihuv, which we already said in our Mishnah, which we said in the Gemara, that they're both possible. So what's the Shaila? Mao, what's the reason why they're possible? Is it Sveika Hava Venofik? In other words, we don't know from the first moments, like a Benish Moshes type of situation. I don't know yet what this man is. I got to be Machmir. Since I have to be Machmir, like on Erev Shabbos or Motze Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos I have to be Machmir from the first moment of Benish Moshes, and Motze Shabbos I have to be Machmir until the last moment of Benish Moshes. But if I would really know when the day begins and when the day ends, I wouldn't have a whole Benish Moshes thing. Right? So instead of having a Benish Moshes of 60 minutes, 45 minutes, 72 minutes, whichever shita you happen to hold, if I would know precisely the moment, I could work on Erev Shabbos until that final moment, and Motze Shabbos, a minute later, I'll be able to go and make Havdalah. But because I don't know, to Sofik, I got to be Machmer in all directions. So it says Gemara, the same thing over here. Tchilas Atziv, really, at least according to the first Tzad, there is a point in time which, if we were experts, we'd be able to point to and say, okay, from this moment on, all of the Bnei Yoina are now disqualified, and from this moment on, all of the Torahim are now qualified. But the problem is, we are really not experts in the field. We have a suffix, and that's why we say, from the beginning of Tziyuv until the end of Tziyuv, which might take, I don't know, a month, 2 months, whatever the period happens to be, during that period of time, both of them are disqualified. But only because out suffix. And therefore, if that's the case, mamanavshach, one of them, certainly we've already, it's either that we've already hit maturity, and therefore if it's a Torah, it would be kosher, or it's not maturity yet, and therefore it's been a yoina, and that would be kosher. In other words, the two birds were born on the same day, let's say, both a Torah and this ben yoina, and both on the same day, they're starting their tzihuv purpose, their tzihuv time of growth. So now the question is, if the reason why during the period of tzihuv I say that both of them happen to be possible is mitzad asafik, so mamon of shech, one of these two, either the benyoina or the tar, should be kosher at this time. Because it's just that I don't know which one is already mature and which one is not mature. I don't know, because I don't understand these things. However, if I would know, so I'd be able to go and say, oh, this is talking that Tziyuv has already hit, so Ben Yoin is now disqualified, but Torah is now qualified. I just don't know. So it's a suffix. So since I brought both, and assuming that the Kohen didn't ask any questions, and he brought both for a carbon, so now I've been Yoitza, because either it was old enough, so then I was Yoitza out Tar, or it was not old enough, so I was Yoitza out Ben Yoina. It's one or the other. It's either that the bird is fully mature because the tziyuv is set on, and if it's now mature, so I brought a Tar. So you can say, no, it's not mature yet. It's only the beginning of the tziyuv. Okay, so it's still a Ben Yoina. One or the other. And if for Novik I've been Yoitza my neder to go and bring an Oila, I don't know, maybe better you have it, Vloy Novik. Maybe there's a third category, that any bird of the Toyrim or Bnei Yoina that happened to be during the Tzihuv period are not called Toyrim, they're not called Bnei Yoina, they're called Tzihuvim, or whatever you want to call them. It says Beriyah Bifnei Atzmai. And therefore, you can bring 100 of them from the Toyrim from Bnei Yoina, makes no difference as long as they're within that Tzihuv period, they're not a Toyr and not a Bnei Yoina, and therefore they're both puzzled. And he's going to have to bring a brand new Karba.
Will he be over bringing Chulin Razara? Certainly, because yes, on one side it's fulfilling his neder,
mm-hmm.
On the other side he's certainly bringing Chulin to Azara. That's the
flip side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Chari, yes, because you have no one. Just like you can't go bring a chicken to the Azara, you can't bring an oif which is not qualified.
Royal carbon.
Hey, that royal carbon. So Chari, yeah. It's Omarov. Let's try to go and be poishet this shayla. Toshima. Prat l'tchilas atziv shebezeh shepossel. Now this prat l'tchilas atziv, remember this wasn't just a svara, this was based on the pasuk. The pasuk in the middle of the Amud, where the Gemara said Talmud Loimer min ha-toyrim oy min b'nei ha-yoyna. Why did it say min ha-toyrim v'lay kol ha-toyrim? Min b'nei ha-yoyna v'lay kol b'nei ha-yoyna. That min comes to tell you prat l'tchilas atziv. Aha. So it says the Gemara, based on that, it certainly sounds like Bishloima Beria Havyashapir. If you're going to tell me that an oif during this period of yellow feathers around the neck, you're going to tell me then it's like a separate Beria and it's totally disqualified, both by Yoinim and by the Toyrim, both by Bnei Yoinim and by the Toyrim, so then it's good that I have a limit from the Toyrim, a drasha, to go and exclude them. Eliyamris, Sveikav, if you're going to tell me that the whole thing is a Safik, in other words, if we would really be able to pinpoint the exact moment, so then I would say the Ben Yoina now is already matured, no good. But the Torah, Baruch Hashem, you can start bringing them now, if I could pinpoint it, it's just, but I can't, it's a Safik. See, it's a Krol and Mute Sveika. The Gemara uses this for often throughout Chas, to say that since the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the Emes, just we don't know the Emes, so Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't need to go and tell us the Pasuk, Chevra, don't bring it if you have a Safik. Of course I can't bring out the Suffolk. Suffolk the Reis L'chum. If I don't know, I can't bring it. What's the Shaila? So it's the Krol Mutis Veka. Do I need a posse to go and say, Min Atar, Min B'nai Yoina, once it becomes Tzi of time, be noivous, be careful, be meticulous, don't bring it. No, I have a Suffolk, I have a Suffolk. So therefore, Zokti Yemara, L'choyra have arrived that it's a barrier, and if I brought both Tchilas Atzuv, Bezeh, Ubezeh, I'm not Yoitze at all, and I'd have to bring a brand new bird. So to Nishkarai, Kitzchakra could be that the real drasha of Min HaTorim or Min B'nei HaYoina is not coming to tell us Tchilas HaTziyuv, but rather it comes to tell you Lemute Nirva V'Nevad. Nirva, of course, we know means that a person lived with a bird. kind of strange, or never that it was used.
What happens today?
Yeah, you know people that live in
Brooklyn. No, they do all Michigan.
Oh, like Michigan. Okay. Anyway, so the Michigan, unfortunately.
They're a girl, they think they're a boy.
Yeah, well, that's a separate story. There are deranged people in society.
Yeah,
Fregelach. Yeah, Nebuch. Anyway, so how does that answer the Kasha? So the look at the Taprashi. Taprashi says, Mute Nibba Veneva, that Afal Gav the Tana Tani. Prat the Tchilas Atziyuv, even though that's what we had in the Braisa, that's what the Min comes to exclude. Asmach to Yamu, that's not a real drasha. The real drasha, the Oilim Psulai Mishum Sveik, could be the real reason why the apostle had some. I just don't know. If I would be able to pinpoint the exact moment, then I'd be able to tell you exactly when Bnei Yoida stop and Torah begin. Unfortunately, I don't know. It's a Sofik. Ah, because it's a Sofik, that's why I got to be Machmir. But that's not what the posse comes to exclude. The posse comes to exclude is really the nirva or the nevad. Now, what do I need to have a special part? By the way, Rashi points out that by behemus, you have to have both a drasha for roiva and nirva. But by oifus, you don't have to have a drasha for an oif. Why? Because an oif cannot be roivea. Only an oif can only be nirva, but it can't be roivea. So, in case anybody ever was wondering whether it could or could not, Rashi tells us definitively that an oif can be a nirva. Person can live with an oif, but an oif can't live with a person. Anyway, Zuktimara, what's the reason why I need that Lebuti Nirva Nevad? If you look at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, in Chumash, the Pasuk says, Min Abahimim, Min Abokr, Min Atsoin, Takrivas Kabanchem, and all those mins, Rashi says over there, Rashi of course brings it from the Gemara, that it comes, and this and that and the other thing. So what I have to have a special Pasuk by Oifois for. I'll tell you why. And now we're going to learn another few lines of Baisai. It's all very, very straightforward. So Kadai Techemina Hoyl Uksiv Ki Moshcha Sam Behem Mum Bam Lo Yerotzu Lochem. As we state by Karbonis, it's Mushchis. It has a Mum Lo Yerotzu Lochem. And the Gemara learns that the Hashchos that we're referring to is not the existence of the Mum. That in fact is really not Hashchos. The animal has a Mum. But rather, I learned from this a hekish. The Tanit Veder Bishmol Kamokim Shnem Hashchasa Einay Ela Dvar Erba Ba'Avodis Kechovim. Whenever you see the word Hashchasa in the Torah, those are code words to mean either Dvar Erba, in other words, someone or something or some animal, some oif was involved in a Dvar Erba, in a adulterous affair or doing something illicit affair, exactly. And Avodis Kechovim, of course, means Avodis Zar. Now, how do I know that Hashchasa has to do with Tvar Erva and Avodas Chum? Tvar Erva, it says by the Mabel, Ki Hishchis Kol Basar Estar Kay Al Aretz. Now, how do I know that Hashchasa is referring to Tvar Erva? So, Trashi, because it says also in the Pasik, Vayichu Lehem Noshim Mikol Asher Bacharu, that at the time of the Dora Mabel, that people are never so mushchis that they took all women of all types, meaning even if they were not married to them, we took married women or from whatever. And Rashi says the same thing applies all to Behemoth and Chayas, etc. So that's the issue of Kobos, Atakas, Oritz. When it came to Inyan Erva, unfortunately, they were all Mushchasim. And the Bodhis Gechob said, Pentashchisun, Vasisun Chem Pesach, Tmudus Kol Samer. So I see that Pentashchisun, that Hashchas again is referring to Avodah Zarah. Ah, so now I have this Pasik. Ki moshcha sam behem mum bam. I would say to myself that since I have this hekish hashchasa to mum kol she mum boisel boy dvar erva boisel chum boislem boy. Only those types of kabbonis were a mum pasled. Then hashchasa moshchasam behem dvar erva boisel chum also pasled, which would mean the nirva and the nevad. However, the chol she ain't a mum poisel boy, where the mum doesn't basel, ain't dvar erva chum poisel boy. Now, which case of kabbonis do you have that ain't ha mum poisel boy? By oifis. How do I know oifis ain't a mum poisel boy? By any oifis hoil v'loi possible mum of the omamar. Thomas v'zachas v'behema and Thomas v'zachas v'oifis. At the beginning of Parashas Vayikra, it says if you bring a korban oila, you have to bring it minhab. You have to bring him a zohar, tomim yakrivenu. Zohar and tomim. But only says those lishoinis by behemoth. It doesn't say it by oifis. And therefore, says the Gemara, the din of Zohar, Tomim, Zachrus, and Thomas only applies to behemoth, doesn't apply to oifis. If that's the case, then the whole pasuk, ki mochosam behem, mum, bum, that you cannot bring a nirva and a nevad, l'choira only applies to behemoth. Because the hashchasa has got to be similar to the mum. whichever kabbonis the mum passels, the hashchasa passels. Since by oifis mum doesn't passel, so maybe hashchasa also doesn't passel. So aim the bar everybody to call them nami loy lifsabu. I would think, therefore, that a nirva and a nevad would be permissible, just like you're allowed to go and bring a oif that has a small mum, like doikin shiba'ayin, something minor, which is totally kosher. Rashi again points out, as everybody knows, that even though small mumen are kosher, but if you're talking about a big mum, like machusa eiver, that would be prohibited. But we're talking about any type of mum, just like by behem, we're talking about any type of mum. So only those karbanis like behemis. Where any type of mum, even small mumin, disqualified. So therefore I would say only over there, mashchasa mehem, the hashchasa of nirva v'nevad, of dvar erva, and avodas chav would also disqualify. But by oifis I would say it doesn't disqualify. Kamash v'lan, that's why I have to have the pasik. Mina toirim, oimim minei ayoina, let's say nirva v'nevad is disqualified. And with this we've concluded this shaila, and the Gemara has not been poishet the shaila. Meaning, we could say that the minat oimen minei yoina is taka a real drasha, and if it's a real drasha, it must be that tchilas hatzihuv is a beria bifnei atzmoi, it's a vadai, and that's why the Torah says, no, you have to make sure that it's not a tchilas hatzihuv, because that's not a ben yoina, and that is not a tar. It's in between and no good. Not because it's a sofik. It's because it's a very lifnei atzmoi. No good. That could be. That's the way it sounds like, because we have a ferish apostle. Or they want to say, no. It's really a sofik. What's this drasha coming to tell you the din of nirva v'nevad? What do I need of nirva? I know that from other kabbat. I would think it's only by behemoth, not by oifis. But that's the real drasha. This drasha that we had before, the hoitzi, or perhaps the tchilas hatziyuv, is really only an asmachta, because it's really only a sofik. So bottom line is, the Gemara has not been poshut. So if any of you decide to go and say you're going to go and bring a either from the Torah or from Bnei Yoina, make sure to go and bring either a big tar or a small Bnei Yoina, not in the Tchilas Hatziyah period, so you shouldn't have to go and bring another carbon. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Sai.